Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 36 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, What God Wants. Arthur Wallace once wrote, God is not merely concerned with what we do, but why we do it. A right act may be robbed of all its value in the sight of God if it is done with a wrong motive. Our text for today is from Isaiah 58, verse 1 through 9a. Cry aloud, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the judgment of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted, and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. In Isaiah 58, the prophet of God communicated what God expected of his people as they returned to their newly built temple. Israel believed they had to follow strict fasting rules to demonstrate their dedication to God. God's message arrived with the voice of a trumpet and spoke above the noise of their religious ceremonies. God's focus was not on their public rituals, but rather on their sins. Attending worship services and asking what God desired was not enough. His followers must actively do what he commands. Verses 3 through 5 reveal that the people continued in their daily religious practices at the temple, putting on a grand performance as though they were fulfilling the rites and responsibilities set forth by God. They even dared to complain to God that he was ignoring their righteous acts. Though they fasted and humbled themselves, they said that God was inattentive of their actions. God's response was crystal clear. Your fasting is of no concern to me. It is you who enjoy it, not me. You exploit your workers and force them to toil endlessly, preventing them from participating in worship. you argue and fight when you should be worshiping. God was not interested in the precise execution of rituals. He wanted true expressions of faith through compassion and assistance to those in need. Their fast included outward symbols of humility, like wearing sackcloth and sitting in ashes. However, God declared that they were simply proud of their public show of humility, and that kind of fast was unacceptable to him. In verses 6 and 7, God wanted his people to know what pleased the Lord. God called for concrete actions aimed at helping those in need. He does not want anyone to suffer under the oppression of others, and he detests any form of exploitation. God desires his people to set the oppressed free. God desires for people to obey his commands and to love one another. What good was fasting if they weren't feeding the hungry, offering shelter to the homeless, clothing those who cannot afford it, and caring for their own family members? As expressed in verses 8 through 9a, when God's people recognize that their salvation involves dedicating themselves to establishing righteousness and justice for others, then his promises and purposes will be fulfilled. It was a straightforward message from God. If his people wanted him to listen and bless them, they had to do what God expected of them with hearts that desired to obey his will. If we're not careful, we could fall into the same religious trap today as Isaiah addressed. If we come to church and put on a public display of how much we love Jesus, but never obey his commands and love those who are overlooked by the world, what good is our public worship? If we love God, then we will obey his commandments and love others as he loves us. Some questions to consider. Why is it essential that fasting come from an inner desire of a genuine heart that loves God and truly wants to follow him? How do we as Christians live out verses 6 and 7? Just as a reminder, verses 6 and 7 read, "Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh." And finally, how do verses 8 through 9a encourage you to live out God's will and obey his word? And again, as a reminder, those verses read, "Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, 'Here I am.'" Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.